The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the sports action plan being brought to Cabinet today intends to examine how suitable school uniforms are for encouraging girls to participate in sport. And Maeve De Burka, former Ireland player and pundit, joins us this morning. Maeve, talk to us about this. The issues around what girls wear in school when they play sports. Now, I know it has improved. I know a lot of places have pushed back against the tiny white shorts and the knicker shorts and all that kind of stuff. But uniforms are still not necessarily, I suppose, conducive to getting teenage girls who might be a bit self-conscious and might have periods, etc., to actually get out on a pitch and play.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely an area that needs to be looked at because obviously the dropout rate for girls compared to boys is a lot higher. I mean, research has shown that by the age of 12, by 13, even one in two girls drop out of sport. So yeah, it's very important to look at the factors that are influencing that. And I think the kind of suitability of the uniforms or the gear that they're wearing definitely has a big impact on that. But I think it's just even the uniforms themselves for girls going to school. Like, I know, I suppose nowadays with culture and societal norms, there's less children walking and cycling to school. But at least maybe if we had comfortable uniforms, they could take a walk at lunch or do some kind of, you know, even basic physical activity, not even sport, but just even been able to move and just be more comfortable to do so.
Sure. So Maeve, what are the issues with uniforms? What are the problem areas of uniforms that might be contributing to girls dropping out?
I think, yeah, like I said, it's really that the comfort of it, I suppose, is the main thing, just that allows for the ease of movement. I know back in my day, which is quite a while ago now, you know, we had really long skirts and I used to cycle to school. So I even had to get my mom to take up the skirt so that it was, I suppose, safe even to cycle and just more practical to do so. And I think that still exists in some areas, you know, where girls don't have an option of pants, for example. Again, it's just kind of moving on the trend and getting feedback from the girls themselves as to what they prefer to be wearing.
Okay, and that's the school uniform per se, the skirt, and I think, you know, as a grown adult woman, most of us don't in the winter choose to wear, you know, a knee skirt and bare legs. It is a bit chilly, but obviously that's what schoolgirls are made to wear. But in terms of sports uniforms, what they're wearing in sports, is there an unsuitability factor there too?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like you said, you mentioned already that the white shorts there, and that's a practical change that a lot of teams are implementing now. I know many inter-county teams, they've moved away from the white shorts, and even the Ireland rugby team, that both the sevens and the 15s teams, they wear navy shorts now too. And you know, that might have been a barrier before, even not just while they're on their period, but also, I suppose, if it's a wet day as well, the white shorts can come see through. And again, it's just anything that can make you know, the girls more comfortable on the pitch. And I think it's just there's different factors even to make sure that the gear is the right size as well.
Yeah, tracksuit bottoms, things like leggings. Yeah. Are they starting to feature? Because I often think it's interesting when you see girls and women going to a gym where they choose their own exercise gear. So they choose what they wear themselves. Very often what you see is black leggings. That's what they actually choose to wear when they go there. Yet we put them into these other sort of things when they're in organised sports that maybe aren't suitable. So is there a move now towards the tracksuit based or the leggings based sports uniforms for schools?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely something that needs to be looked at because, you know, like you said, leggings is probably the choice for most girls when they are doing physical activity. But I guess that's a lot to do with if they're in the gym and just doing certain movements. Whereas then I think different sports, I think shorts is probably still the preferred choice of a uniform or of the kit for wearing, just because you know, certain movements like bending down for ball and stuff like that on a pitch, I think the shorts allow for greater movement maybe in that regard. But definitely it's I think within the school setting, I think leggings is definitely an option that can be looked at, because I think most teenage girls in particular are more comfortable
So the colour is mainly the issue there. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that, Maeve. That is Maeve de Burke, their former Ireland player and pundit. Love to know what people think out there this morning. We do have an issue with teenage girls dropping out of sport. Shane, you actually coach teenage girls, so I'm sure you're very aware that the issues around kind of managing girls' teams.
Well, yeah, any barriers that are there, I'm not really sure what the barriers are, but any barriers that are there have to be removed. That is because we definitely want girls.
Let us know what you think though this morning. We'd love to have you join in the conversation here on News Talk Breakfast.
Now, 7:41, let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.